From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president lashes out at China's relationship with North Korea. President Donald Trump has used his Twitter page to denounce China's trade with North Korea, casting doubt on whether Beijing is working with Washington to counter the North Korean nuclear threat. Trump tweeted, "Trade between China and North Korea grew almost 40% in the first quarter. So much for China working with us, but we had to give it a try." Even before Pyongyang said on Tuesday it successfully test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile, Trump has recently suggested he was running out of patience with China's modest steps to pressure North Korea and has been considering moving ahead on trade actions. The tweet differs in tone from what President Trump said after hosting Chinese President Xi Jinping in Florida in April.
"I think we have made tremendous progress in our relationship with China. My representatives have been meeting one-on-one with their counterparts from China, and it's, I think, truly progress has been made. We'll be making a lot of additional progress."
Posted his tweet today shortly before leaving for Warsaw on his way to a G20 summit in Germany on Friday and Saturday. During that summit, he'll meet for the second time with Chinese President Xi Jinping, with whom he has expressed frustration for failing to use enough leverage to curb North Korea's nuclear program. President Trump spoke with Xi and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Monday, discussing North Korea and its nuclear program with both leaders. U.S. officials joined South Korea and Japan in requesting an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council scheduled for Wednesday afternoon. This is VOA. In a show of force directly responding to what it termed North Korea's provocation of a missile launch of an ICBM missile, U.S. military officials say U.S. and South Korean soldiers fired deep strike precision missiles into South Korean territorial waters. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson vowed stronger measures to hold the DPRK accountable. "Global action is required to stop a global threat," he said. "Any country helping North Korea militarily or economically, taking in its guest workers, or falling short on Security Council resolutions," he said, "is aiding and abetting a dangerous regime." President Trump is looking forward to a friendly welcome when he arrives in the Polish capital Wednesday on the first big leg of a four-day diplomatic mission to Europe. Trump will deliver his first major public address on the continent when he speaks in Warsaw's Krasinski Square. One Warsaw resident said he believes the Polish people are excited by the visit.
"I think for ordinary people, it is something special. The president of USA, in imagine of Polish people, it is very strong man. But so for me, nothing special. Yes, it is important, but I think it's much more important which political conclusion will be from this visit."
The U.S. leader faces lingering concerns across the continent over some of his early policy pronouncements, including his commitment to NATO, his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, and his past praise of his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. A Chinese hospital is inviting cancer specialists from the United States and Germany to help in its treatment of imprisoned dissident and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo. The Judicial Bureau for the northeastern city of Shenyang, where Liu is being treated, said Wednesday the hospital issued the invitation after Liu's family made the request and after consulting with the 61-year-old's medical stage. Liu was granted medical parole back in May after he was diagnosed with late-stage kidney cancer. The decision comes just 2 days after Germany urged China to allow Liu to travel abroad to receive treatment for his illness. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights met with Chinese diplomats to discuss the situation. And most American voters approve of President Trump's travel ban on voters from six Muslim-majority countries, that according to a new poll conducted by Politico and Morning Consult. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.